This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Lori Boatwright and Teresa Maurer, managers of the Fayetteville Farmers Market. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle.
Glad to be here.
Last week we talked about holiday market. Now we're talking about winter market, as in the entire season of winter?
Yes. We're here to announce the opening of Winter Farmers Market at the Botanical Garden of the Ozark site. It will be a Fayetteville Farmers Market, but out at the Botanical Garden, south of the garden in the meadow. Open December 15th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and run Saturdays through March.
And some people don't know where the Botanical Garden is, which I find hard to believe, but it's on Crossover Road. So if you come over from the mall on Joyce, just turn north on Crossover, and it's within a couple miles of that intersection.
Really almost on the border of Springdale Fayetteville.
It is, right. And it's going to be well-marked and easy to find. And we will be in a large tent in the meadow just south of the Botanical Garden. There'll be some great parking right there, and we are just really excited about it.
There's been a demand for a winter market?
There has been. We've had a lot of customer requests, you know, and where to find the kind of product that we offer in the winter, as well as our vendors have product to sell. And so we've been working hard to provide this opportunity for the vendors and customers.
So if it's, say, the third Saturday in January and I go to a winter's market, what might I find there?
We'll have all of our meat selection, eggs, baked goods, but we'll also have, I think people will be surprised at the variety of fresh produce that we'll have. Winter squashes, Arkansas black apples, fruit crops, and greens. But we have vendors doing some really impressive things in greenhouses and high tunnels, and we've got tomatoes and cucumbers, fresh herbs.
Broccoli, yeah. And Brussels sprouts, and just a lot of things that you kind of think of as fall. And this is a season extension that you can do with these special open-ended, what we call hoop houses. And that's been a, you know, wonderful innovation for some of our producers to be able to stretch further into the season and also earlier at the other end of the season, earlier than the normal spring season. So we are really anticipating great vendor, you know, diversity during that winter market.
Last winter was mild here. This one, by most accounts, is supposed to be drier and warmer than your average winter, which to me, someone who likes warm weather, sounds fine. But there's the chance that you could have a Saturday where it's a high of 15. Would the winter market progress then?
Yes, we're going to have it rain or shine, and that's one of the reasons why we were so excited that we jumped all the hurdles to get approval for a tent, because we can lower the sides of the tent. We have some adjustability, you know, in order to kind of keep the winds off and make it a pleasant place to shop.
Do you see this as taking the Fayetteville market to a different level? Because, you know, San Francisco, of course, the climate is much different there. San Francisco is known, Seattle, for having year-round markets, and people kind of boast about, well, we have a year-round market. Now Fayetteville can say we have year-round market?
That's our hope and our goal. And our vendors have the capability of producing for a year-round market and really just needed the opportunity to get their product out there. So we hope
that's
to
our
see
goal.
Yeah, year-round market.
Is this something you could have done 5 or 6 years ago?
I think with some of the advancements with the high tunnels and greenhouses, a lot of it done in partnership with the university and some new growing practices, that's really opening up what can be grown in Northwest Arkansas.
I think we're in a better position now just in terms of volume and diversity, very different than 5 years ago. And people are innovating in terms of varieties that they think will perform well in those conditions. So, yeah, I think and I think the community is now in a position where they would be interested in and support that kind of accessibility year-round.
Greenhouses, everyone knows what a greenhouse is. Hoop house, most people know or have seen a hoop house, understand how that works. High tunnels?
It's kind of another name for a hoop house. It's a little, just a little different design. Both the high tunnels and the hoop houses are open-ended. That's the main thing. And then there's just a slightly different design depending on what you're growing in there. And it's just the main difference between it and a greenhouse is that it isn't heated. You're regulating entirely everything by, you know, the height of the structure and the way you've, you know, stretched the plastic and all those kinds of things.
Teresa, Lori, thank you both very much.
Thanks for having us.
Kyle.
The 2012 election concludes in Louisiana. DeMint's departure sets up a three-ring circus in South Carolina with both Senate seats and the State House up in 2014. And as the president prepares to reshuffle his cabinet, speculation swirls about 2016 and Hillary Clinton's plans. I'm Neil Cunningham in our weekly chat with the political junkie. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.